Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 25. And today we're going to be talking about the power of focus. And the reason that I decided to make today be about the power of focus is because the number one thing that I have noticed in all of my clients, or at least the vast majority of my clients, is when they originally send me the idea of what their budget is going to be, or their budget if they are currently using one, almost always they are lacking focus. And what does that mean? That means that they are putting a little bit of money towards savings, they're putting a little bit of money towards debt, they're putting a little bit of money towards this and a little bit of money towards that. And when we talk, they're telling me that they feel like they try so hard and they're putting in all this effort, but they're not getting traction. And this is exactly why they are not getting traction, is because they're not harnessing the power of focus. When you're creating a budget, you want to make sure that you're putting the minimum towards everything that is necessary, right? Like you're paying your rent or your mortgage, you're going to pay your electric bill. You're going to pay the minimum on all of your credit cards. You're going to pay the minimum on your student loans. You want to pay the minimum on everything except whatever baby step you're on. You're going to focus all of your effort and energy into that one item. So we're just going to say that you're on baby step one. That means that you do not have a starter emergency fund. And for couples, that's $1,000. For singles, that's $500. So if you do not have that sitting in a savings account or in cash somewhere right now, then you are on baby step one. And instead of giving anything else your attention besides the bare minimum, you are going to focus all of your energy into filling that bucket as fast as you can. So every bit of your effort is going to be going into baby step one. So then you complete baby step one. Then you're on baby step two, which is pay off all of your debts except for your home in order from smallest to largest. So you are going to pay minimum payments on all of your debt except for your smallest debt. Then you are going to harness the power of focus, and you're going to put every extra ounce of everything that you have into paying off that first smallest debt. And this is how you get to feel like you're winning, instead of feeling like you're putting in a bunch of effort, but you're not gaining any traction at all. So then you've paid off your smallest debt. You're going to focus all of your energy and effort onto paying off your next smallest debt. And as you go through baby step two, if you pay it off in this manner, you're going to figure out that there's going to be this amazing snowball effect where every time you pay off a debt, that payment is going to roll into the payment of paying off your next debt, which makes everything easier. You're snowballing your payments, so you're making larger and larger payments every time you pay off a debt. But the beauty of it is that you literally are only focusing on one item at a time. That's going to allow you to get the biggest bang for your buck, and it's also going to help keep you from feeling overwhelmed. If you feel like you're trying so hard and you're putting in effort all over the place and nothing seems to be going down, of course you're going to feel defeated. But this way, it makes it so that you get to have all these small wins. Every time you complete something, it's a win. And by focusing all your energy at only one thing at a time, it's going to make it so that you get to have those wins more often. Now you've focused through baby step two, you've paid off all your debts, it brings you to baby step three. And baby step three is a fully funded emergency fund consisting of 3 to 6 months worth of your expenses saved. So that's all you're going to do. You're going to focus all of your energy on saving up that emergency fund. And you're just going to save and save and save and watch that number grow. And then when you're done with that, then you start to get to the point where you don't have to be quite so focused, because then you can do baby steps 4, 5, and 6 simultaneously. Baby step 4 is 15% of your income going into retirement. Baby step 5 is the optional step of saving for kids' college. And baby step 6 is to pay off your mortgage. So baby steps 1 through 3, it's so key to harness that power of focus. It's going to help you feel more successful. It's going to help you get further faster. And it's just going to make everything so much more easy to manage, so much less overwhelming, right? So I want you to think about your budget categories as individual buckets that you need to fill with water. And you have a giant jug of water, which is your income. And right now, you're taking a little bit of water and you're pouring it into your savings. And you're taking a little bit of water and you're pouring it into your debt. And you're taking a little bit of water and you're pouring it into your retirement accounts. Right? And at the end, all those buckets just have a little bit of water in them. But if instead you line those buckets up as a starter savings and you just put all that extra water into that bucket until it's full, then you can set that bucket to the side because it's finished. Then you're going to pour all the extra water you have into the debt bucket. And you're going to fill it and fill it and fill it until it's full. Then you can set that bucket to the side. Then you're going to focus on the fully funded emergency fund and pour all your water into that bucket until it's full. Then you set that bucket aside. And then you're on to the investing bucket for your retirement. But you can see how this sets it up that you focus on one bucket, you fill it up all the way, and then you can set it to the side, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to feel overwhelmed about it. And any time that you're feeling like, oh, this is hard, maybe this is too difficult, you can look at those buckets that you've filled already, right? That's a great way to gain inspiration. If along the path you're feeling a little bit down, look at those buckets. You've already done so much work and you've filled those buckets, and you can feel that excitement and know that you filled those buckets and they're done. And soon enough, you're going to fill this bucket that you're on right now, and it's going to be done too, and it's going to join the others in the Hall of Fame buckets, right? And I know that that sounds dorky, but number one, I'm a dork, so that's okay. And number two, I promise you, if you have some buckets full of money, theoretical buckets full of money, it's not going to feel quite so dorky. It's really not. Try it out. And that's all I have for you today, guys. I signed 3 clients in the last 2 weeks, and that was just a common thread between those 3 clients. So that they felt like they were putting in all this effort, doing all the things, and they felt overwhelmed, and they felt like they weren't getting anywhere. And when I got their budgets, I realized that the reason that they were feeling that way is because they were lacking the focus. And it's not because they somehow are lacking in that area. It's just that they literally did not know the power that it has when it comes to your money. So I thought that it'd be fun to come and share this with you. I know if all 3 clients had an issue with that, that probably there's a good chance that somebody listening could learn from it. So I wanted to share it with you guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Thanks so much for joining me, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Bye. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.